It's April 14th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam Levine here again with Lil Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin and Ether all-time highs, Coinbase's non-IPO listing, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Interpop, Bybit, and Unfederal Reserve. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Bitcoin and Ether, the two biggest cryptocurrencies, surged to new all-time high prices on Tuesday, hours before the shares of crypto exchange Coinbase are due to start trading on Nasdaq. The price for Bitcoin, the oldest cryptocurrency and largest by market value, set a new record of $64,829 because, yes, we're in that timeline. Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain and the second largest overall, set a new high watermark of $2,399. The new marks continue a two-day surge by the two cryptocurrencies in the lead-up to Coinbase's direct listing, a seminal moment in the history of crypto. Analysts said that the extra publicity and investor relations chatter surrounding the listing might lead to an uptick in the pace of cryptocurrency adoption, or at the very least, speculation. Bitcoin is currently trading at $64,011, while Ether is trading at $2,367, according to the CoinDesk price index.
And in related news, here are a few quick headlines we're tracking today. You can find the links to the full stories in the show notes for this episode. Then after the break, we'll be back with a look at the Coinbase listing, which is not an IPO, and what that difference means. But first, here's what's hot.
Stock futures tick up after S&P 500 hits a record. The S&P 500 may grind higher after hitting its 21st record close of the year as investors pass surging bank profits. That one's from the Wall Street Journal.
Bitcoin cryptocurrency price ETF rush gains momentum in the U.S. Bloomberg reports as Bitcoin hits records and Coinbase Global Inc. goes public, ETF issuers are betting en masse that U.S. regulators will greenlight a fund tracking the largest cryptocurrency at long last.
JP Morgan earnings surge on a strengthening U.S. economy. The largest U.S. bank by assets releases $5.2 billion in loan loss reserves, but cautions boost may not last.
According to Bloomberg, Coinbase makes everyone a cryptocurrency investor. The crypto exchange is valued at $100 billion, which guarantees it a spot in most broad market index funds. It's also likely to be popular with actively managed ones.
The largest U.S. bank by assets releases $5.2 billion in loan loss reserves, but cautions boost may not last.
Balaji's Blueprint for India, a proposal to integrate digital wallets into India's national software stack, shows how crypto could go mainstream with government help.
Why Binance's coin hit an all-time high and an $86 billion valuation ahead of the Coinbase listing. It's not equity, it's an exchange token, but it sure is mooning, apparently linked to the recent increased utilization of Binance Smart Chain.
Coinbase gifts 100 shares each to 1,700 employees ahead of public listing. With coin stock projected to open at $250 per share, it amounts to a $25,000 thank you note to all Coinbase staffers.
Coinbase's reference share price for trading to commence is $250. That's a valuation of $66 billion, assuming an estimated 266 million shares outstanding.
Crypto exchange Binance to list the Coinbase stock token Coin. Binance said it will continue to respond to market demand by listing more stock tokens and features, at least for non-US customers.
A digital euro must protect privacy, ECB public survey reveals. Privacy is the number one thing Europeans want out of a digital euro.
Stay tuned for after the break. We'll be back with a look at Coinbase's direct listing, courtesy of CoinDesk's Director of Research, Noel Acheson. Back in a minute.
Meet Interpop, a super team redefining the future of NFTs and fandom. From comics and trading card games to digital collectibles and everything in between, they are building the architecture of an entirely new landscape of fandom using technology built on the Tezos blockchain to drive their vision. Visit HelloInterpop.io to learn more. That's HelloInterpop.io to learn more. Bybit is one of the fastest-growing cryptocurrency derivatives exchanges in the world, ranking in the top five on both CoinGecko and CoinMarketCap. They currently offer inverse perpetual contracts, linear perpetual contracts, and inverse future contracts. With over 1.6 million registered users, it provides online trading services to retail and professional clients around the world. Bybit is committed to creating a fair, transparent, and efficient trading environment and offers 24/7 multi-language customer support. To learn more, visit bybit.com. That's bybit.com. Be part of history as we take on big banks with Reserve Lending, the initial B2B product offering from Unfederal Reserve. At home in a regulatory compliant framework, Reserve Lending helps to serve the underbanked middle market lender community and ease treasury cash management anxiety. It combines an easy-to-use customer interface, a sterling reputation in the DeFi community, and years of capital markets knowledge into one rewarding experience. Our community offers you the chance to participate in the design, development, and delivery of this game-changing architecture.
Learn more at unfederalreserve.com.
Today's featured story comes to us courtesy of CoinDesk Director of Research Noel Acheson, and this is an opinion piece. The listing of Coinbase shares on NASDAQ this week is generating high expectations, as well as much debate as to whether the price will pop upon the market open. Tech listings generally attract rapt attention, as even those not trying to invest find the initial trade movements compelling entertainment. With Coinbase's listing, the attention will be especially acute, as the initial price movement will not just represent money being made or lost, it could also shape the digital asset industry narrative for some time to come. One important feature of Coinbase's listing is that it is not an initial public offering, better known as an IPO, although many media publications have mistakenly described it as such. Coinbase has chosen to come to market via a direct listing, a relatively new option for companies wishing to go public, and one that's curiously suited to a crypto company. But the differences between direct listings and IPOs are material and are causing some confusion in the market. So in the interest of clarifying what the direct listing choice means for Coinbase, here we look at the main differences and how they may affect the initial price movements as well as the company's equity strategy moving forward. In the world of initial public offerings, IPO shares get allocated at a pre-established price. Direct listing shares do not. In an IPO, investment bankers set the share price as high as they think the market will bear, since they usually get paid a percentage, typically as much as 7%, of the total amount raised. They base this figure on tentative expressions of interest from institutional investors. In a direct listing, there's no preset price decided by a group of investment bankers. The market on the initial trading day influences the starting price. On the day of initial trading, there's a 10-minute display-only period in which interested buyers enter their bids and sellers, Coinbase's existing shareholders, enter their offers. NASDAQ uses this information to calculate the current reference price. Goldman Sachs, in consultation with Coinbase, then decides whether the listing goes ahead. If it decides yes, the applicable orders that have been entered will be executed at that price, and trading begins. Another difference is that IPOs raise new capital, and direct listings do not. The direct listing will not fill Coinbase's coffers with cash, but it will make it easier for Coinbase to raise capital going forward. A direct listing is a liquidity event. An IPO is a capital-raising event. And in theory, IPOs are less volatile on initial trading than direct listings, for three primary reasons. First, they don't count on the support of large institutions, which in an IPO would commit to buying a certain size tranche. These institutions would then have a face-saving and economic incentive to keep the price up above that commitment level. In an IPO, existing shareholders typically have a lockup of 6 to 12 months during which they can't dump their shares on the market. A direct listing does not have that lockup, as it's based on shareholders selling their holdings. There are exceptions, of course, such as Palantir, which imposed its own lockup that limited insiders to selling 20% of their holdings, and the share price slumped the day after the lockup expired. The sellers of Coinbase shares in a direct listing, that's existing shareholders, don't have to sell their shares. Some may wait to see how trading is going before submitting their offers, which will affect the number of shares being traded and could exacerbate price swings. Coinbase has registered 114,850,769 shares eligible for sale, but we don't know how many shares will actually change hands Wednesday. Could be significantly less. That said, Spotify and Slack did not show unexpected volatility on their first day of trading after their respective direct listings. End quote. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. We're witnessing the greatest paradigm shift in finance in modern history. Join thousands of newsmakers and influencers talking the future of money at Consensus by CoinDesk. A live virtual experience of leaders, changemakers, virtual reality meetups, keynotes from Ray Dalio, Gary Vaynerchuk, and much more. Get an up-close look at the boom in crypto, the surge in institutional investment in Bitcoin, the NFT mania, the breakneck innovation in decentralized finance, and the coming disruption from central bank digital currencies. Markets Daily listeners can visit events.coindesk.com and use the promo code DAILY to save $25 today. Join us May 24th through May 27th for Consensus by CoinDesk and register today at events.coindesk.com because ticket prices go up at the end of this month. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you there.